This is the English translation of the sermon delivered by Pastor Katsuhiko Seino on April 13th, 2025. The message title is Neither Jews Nor Greeks, and the scripture passage is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. This morning is the Passion Week service around the world. And for Megumi Church, it is the anniversary service. The anniversary was established to commemorate the day when the first Sunday service of Megumi Church took place, which was 71 years ago on the second Sunday in April. On this day, Tsuchiura Megumi Church remembers that this church was started by American missionaries. Let us rejoice. It is like a proof that the gospel is a universal power that saves anyone and everyone. Last October, I went to Indonesia, where I once served for 10 years as a missionary. I worshipped with everyone from the Duku Church, which I served. 11 of the 21 people who were baptized in 1979 had already fulfilled their faith and gone to heaven. They all shared with us the wonder of the gospel of Jesus Christ by the way they lived. Through their faith and the way they lived, God taught us two things. First, no matter what country or culture one lived in, what gave anyone forgiveness of sins and new and eternal life was the universal power of the gospel of Christ. And therefore, the second, what the church, the body of saints, has is the universal power of Jesus Christ and internationality of the church. This is the truth of my experience and my joyful confession during my 10 years service as a missionary. This is the blessing I experienced when I believed in the God of the Bible, and it is a blessing so profound that it cannot be fully appreciated. The mission field was my place of learning. These two blessings became one of the principles of Megumi Church, which is a global church, holistic and international. In the principle of Megumi Church, it is written, "The gospel of Christ is the power of God to save those who believe, no matter what their race, culture, or nationality might be. Therefore, the church, the flock of saints, is by nature omnipresent and by nature global. What the church has is the universal power of the gospel of Christ and the global nature of his church." There were words of scripture that confess this truth. It is in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Our church principle goes further. It says, "Therefore, we plan so that this global nature in Christ can be experienced within Tsuchiura Megumi Church, and we take care that the young people can eventually contribute to the international community." So we want to experience this internationality in Christ in this church. It is sad that churches have not experienced this internationality and blessing that churches should experience. I mean internationality beyond race, ethnicity, nationality, and social stratification. We want to be a flock that can enjoy this internationality more and more abundantly. Actually, Megumi Church is a very international church. Even in the 29 years that I have been the head pastor in this church, I worshipped with many Christians of other nationalities. Just easily, I can remember those from India, Indonesia, Korea, China, Laos, Nepal, Taiwan, Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, Cambodia, Singapore, United States, Canada, Germany, France, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Iran, Kenya. We have had a church life together with so many other nationalities. We'd like to deepen our fellowship with the foreigners who are present in Megumi Church. These people are witnesses of the universal power of the gospel to save anyone. Furthermore, many of our foreign friends are foreign students or trainees in Japan, but they love Japanese people, and when they return to their home countries, they work in important positions. It is such a waste and a shame that we worship together every week and never exchange a word. We have many friends who have lived in foreign countries as well. I cannot count the number of people who have studied and learned in foreign countries. There are also many who have served in other countries through participation in JICA and various other international cooperation organizations. Just recently, Mr. Furumoto is still working as an UN staff in Afghanistan, supporting refugees. Many of them have visited foreign countries for short periods of time. In the past, there are young men and women who have served as mission volunteers in Bangkok, where Japanese missionaries were working. Many of them have had a close contact with Christians there. Are you experiencing the global nature of the church, the internationality of the church, and this blessing within Megumi Church? Are young people awakened to this truth? We want the youth of the church to experience the power of God working in people of other countries. Koinonia is the best scene and the best opportunity to do so. To date, we have had exchanges with Daevan Church in Seoul, Korea, and the number of mutual visits has reached 900 people through this Koinonia program. In 2025, middle and high school students from Daevan Church will visit us from a camp for a Bible camp. And in 2026, we plan to go there. Parents with middle and high school students, please take advantage of these opportunities. Christian couples who do not send their children to Koinonia program are like locking their own children in a prison. The principle of the church continues. And we confess that the mission of world evangelization has been entrusted to the church. We pray for, send people to, and support world missions, and strive to be faithful to the Lord's Great Commission through various means. We also seek to be a church that always produces and nurtures dedicated people for world mission. It is also important to share the gospel with people of other cultures because of the universal power of the gospel of Christ. Foreign missions are not done because of the people, because of the needs in the country, or because there are many people in a country who have not yet heard the gospel. If that were the case, Japan would be the country most in need of missionaries. In 1975, exactly 50 years ago, I went to the United States for the first time. I went to a church in Philadelphia and testified that I was going to Indonesia as a missionary. Then a woman came up to me and said, "Do the Indonesian people understand Japanese?" I said, "No, I will serve in Indonesia after I learn Indonesian." Then she said in a strong tone, "Then you should not go there. You should preach to the Japanese in Japanese." She continued, "We are sending many missionaries from the United States to Japan, and you should not leave Japan." It was a frank and a natural thing to say. I was perplexed, but responded to the lady. The Lord Jesus commanded the disciples, not the Jewish nation, to do world mission. The world mission was given to the church, not to the nation. It is true that Japan receives American missionaries, but it does not receive them from the United States, but from the churches in the United States. In the United States, not only the large churches, but also small rural churches have a world map and support missionaries. The churches in Japan also want to be faithful to the mission of the Great Commission, even if they are small. That is why they sent me. Great Commission is a commandment given to churches, not to nations or peoples. It is not the large nation that sends missionaries to small nations. It is not the nation with a large Christian population that sends missionaries to a nation with a small Christian population. We do not send missionaries to developing countries because we are a large economic power. The Christian churches, world mission, the Christian churches or the missions are not motivated by a sense of superpower, ethnic superiority, or economic power. The church shares the gospel with those who do not yet know because it is the universal good news that saves everyone. The church works on world mission because the gospel of Christ it seeks to proclaim is essentially universal in its power to save anyone in any culture. So, is this church fulfilling the Great Commission entrusted to it? So far, Megumi Church has sent missionaries to foreign countries. For example, Mr. and Mrs. Suzuki were sent to Brazil to share the gospel with Japanese Brazilians. Reverend Katsura Kawamura was sent to Thailand. She is now serving in Gifu Prefecture as a pastor's wife. We sent Reverend Aki Arai and Reverend Yoshia Osaka to Seronam Church in Korea to support their Japanese language meeting for several years. In addition, Megumi Church accepted and supported international students from Tokyo Christian University as intern seminary students and educated and trained them. Tsuchiura Megumi Church has also supported local seminary students in the mission lands. 50 years ago, Megumi Church supported our family who went to Indonesia. At that time, 5,000 yen per month was needed for tuition and living expenses of one seminary student in Indonesia. This Megumi Church raised Tsudomo Seminary students during Reverend Asaoka's time. From time to today, Tsudomo has been used by God and Dooku Church has grown greatly. The church exists as a family and relative of Megumi Church. Tsudomo, who was 18 years old, is already 63 years old. Dooku Church needs a successor now. Please pray for the second Tsudomo. The internationality of the church is both the foundation and the goal. And the internationality of the church, based on the universality of the gospel, is the foundation and ideal of the church. It is a goal that has not yet been fully realized. We must ask ourselves, do we have good friends around the world, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality? Do we have an international perspective, mutual respect with various peoples, and rejoice with them in their pain together? Are we fellowshipping with people from all over the world as members of the crew of Spaceship Earth? These are the issues to pray about. Finally, to appreciate this global nature richly in the international church and to support and promote cross-cultural missions will ultimately be our own growth. For example, it is a departure from a prejudice and discrimination against other countries or other ethnicity. It is nearly impossible and difficult to recognize discrimination against other peoples within ourselves. In fact, everyone thinks that they do not discriminate, that they do not have a discriminatory mindset. This is because they are unaware of the discrimination they take for granted. The best way to recognize this varied sense of discrimination is not to learn about it, but to have a foreign friend. It is important to have a friend who is different and alien to you and who can point out, I felt discrimination from you, is the best chance to overcome the sense of discrimination that is nestled deep within ourselves. In order to break free from the distorted nationalism that one's own country and the culture are superior to those of other countries, one must experience other cultures. The way to become aware of and overcome the sense of superiority, discrimination, and barriers of separation that come from this ignorance is to become the best friend of a foreigner who is different from you. When we all have a foreigner as a best friend, we will no longer have contempt, meanness, resentment, or hostility towards foreigners, and we will become true cosmopolitans, free of ethnic, racial, national boundaries, or nationality. At that time, we will be peacemakers in this world. Then there will be no more wars in the world, and God's will be done on this earth. Let us pray.